Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael again here with the Faith and Freedom Show. I'm going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, biblical basis, basis right versus wrong. It might be a hot potato, hard to handle. Senate Bill 232, domestic partnerships. They're basically trying to have something that is actually bypassing a step aside of the Florida constitutional amendment that would define and maintain and retain marriage in those relationships and law to one man, one woman. Old school, as from the beginning, man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And Jesus said, what God has joined together, let no man separate. But look at the words here. Such recognition will provide support to these familiar relationships without affecting the definition of marriage. Oh, yeah, it won't affect the definition. It'll just totally make it as if it's eviscerated, okay? Without creating or recognizing a legal relationship that is the substantial equivalent of marriage. See how they said they're going to say in words that it's not a substantial equivalent of marriage? Well, it isn't a substantial equivalent of marriage, but is effectively substantially equivalent of marriage as it relates to law in Florida. There is a pandemic of dementia. It's sweeping North America. It's kind of insanity there, folks. So we're going to talk about what the source of this insanity is. But let's look at some of these implications. Let's see. As I was going through it, I saw this thing where it says, in this form, this affidavit that somebody's going to have as a domestic partner, it says a statement. And this next statement, it isn't in the marriage kind of stuff. This is here with these domestic partners. A statement attesting that at least one of the individuals is a resident of the state. So it gives Florida jurisdiction. Of course, they can marry somebody from Kenya, couldn't they? Couldn't they marry somebody from Kenya in domestic partnership? What if there's somebody who wants to change the Bill of Rights in Florida, make it so that foreigners can own and acquire and inherit property, and they work something out that they can come and have Billy pay Bobby, who for some reason is just completely depraved and doesn't think that it's wrong to take $100,000 to get in a domestic partnership from somebody from China in order for that person from China to have access to owning property. Folks, this stuff is connected. And you're not paying attention. The legislature isn't paying attention. You've got to wake up, America. Let's wake up. There's foundations of law that come from the Creator that are there for your common good. Let's see some of the common law implications here. Look at some of the language they're going to use here is out of the common law, but there it's expressly ignoring the common law prohibition against this kind of lewd and lascivious lifestyle. Let's see what the words here say. Any privilege, immunity, right, or benefit granted by statute, administrative, blah, 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 policy, comma, common law, comma, or any other law to an individual because the individual or was related to another individual by marriage as an in-law. Okay, now we have these common law relationship as in-laws that they would like to benefit from, but don't want to be subject to the common law prohibition of the lifestyle. So that's what's going on. Let's look at some of these other things and look at their implications. If either party to the domestic partner currently has a different partner or a wife or husband recognized by the state living at the time or entering into the relationship, in other words, these are the prohibitions. This is where it won't work. The following domestic partnerships are prohibited and void. Now, why would they be prohibited and void if it doesn't substantially alter marriage? Look at the words. If either party to the domestic partnership currently has a different partner or wife or husband, etc., 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 then of course you can't be a domestic partner. Why not? The definition is merely that you're 18 and you have a contract. This is completely lost touch with reality. What about the prohibition of impeding contracts? What about that? Isn't that what this statute interfere with somebody's right to contract? And why? Watch some of these other things. If the parties to the domestic partnership are related by lineal consanguinity or whatever, I can't even say it, consanguinity, If they're related by as brothers or sisters or aunts or uncles or nieces or nephews or grandmas, if one party is a niece or nephew of the other party, then they can't do a domestic partnership. Why not? It's merely a contract between two 18-year-olds. You silly goose. They're claiming like, oh, we're not going to violate this horrible societal wrong to have this kind of relationship with a sibling. Why not? On what basis? You've thrown out the biblical structure of a man and a woman be joined together, the two shall become one flesh. That's a biblical foundation. Why would you embrace this biblical prohibition against marrying siblings? That came later because of population and genetic effects. After a man had been on the planet in their fallen state and their genetic makeup was deteriorating, close relationships, when you're having posterity, were affected because of genetic damage. So here they are injecting this moral thing of relationships with wives or husbands, or if you've already got a wife or husband, you can't do it and all this kind of stuff. They're citing a moral foundation that they're going to preserve this week. How about this? If either party to a domestic partnership is incapable of making a civil contract, in other words, they're an imbecile. In other words, you can't have this kind of relationship because it would be adulterous or incestuous, or you have the common law provision of you can't contract with an imbecile. Why not? What rules are you basing it on? What's your foundation? You see what's happened, folks? We're in a depraved state of society. There's a depraved mind that has put this together. They can't get it. They can't understand what I'm talking about. You're having trouble understanding what I'm talking about. You know what? The founders, I would have been preaching to the choir. An individual has filed a declaration of domestic partnership form may not file a new declaration or enter a marriage recognized in the state with someone other than the individual's registered partner. Unless a judgment, blah, blah, blah. Isn't that up to their contract arrangement? Haven't we thrown the baby out with the bathwater? Why are you having all these things that relate to a moral foundation of marriage and a fundamental right and a fundamental wrong? Now that you're nice and happily confused, what does the Bible say on this? What does the Bible say on this? I'm going to go ahead and close with that. I dare you to stay tuned. I know a lot of people are listening to me, and they're kind of ticked off at what I say, but they're probably afraid to call because this is kind of heady. And guess what? I think I'm going to keep the phone closed from this point on because I want to get to this. I might open it up, so stand by. But I'm going to go to Romans chapter 1 in the Bible, and I'm going to talk about the dementia, the pandemic of dementia that was forecast. It says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and the unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. I'm going to skip a few parts just so we can get to a certain point here. Men, they are without excuse because they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their hearts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. That's pandemic of dementia. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Pandemic of dementia. And change the glory of incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. They're gratified by fleshly things, men and women doing those things that aren't completely appropriate, and of course, beasts. Listen to what this says. Therefore, God gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature, their bodies, rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And I got another phrase here. This reason God gave them up to vile passions. Vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men committing what is shameful and receiving themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. So it has near-term consequences and, of course, eternal consequences. And I'm going to close up with this. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind. If you don't get this and you're hostile to what I'm saying, it may be that it's because you have a debased mind. I have to keep my debased mind in check, and I know my reference. To do those things which are not fitting, he gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, etc., etc., etc. And in here, listen to this. Evil, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, that's pandemic of dementia, untrustworthy, unliving, unforgiving, unmerciful. And it goes on to say that knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but approve of those who practice them. Welcome to the Faith and Freedom Show. What's your question or comment?
Politics cannot beget just laws.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I don't know. Say that one more time with feeling.
No, it just came to my head, so I don't know. Immorality cannot beget just laws.
You have launched away from the dementia pandemic, my friend. Because what you said is true. You cannot, in other words, a bad...
Write that one down because I'll probably...
No, you know what? Jesus said it. He said, you cannot... A good tree bears good fruit. A bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
Now, what I'm trying to say is you got all these people in politics and they're sleeping around and doing all kinds of immoral things and whatnot. So how are they supposed to conduct themselves in a proper manner and expect everybody else to, and we don't have anybody to look up to.
Well, I agree with you. And what you said, can I tell you what? I want to encourage you. What you said is right, and that's each one of us. How do we hold a legislator accountable if we're not going to live that way?
And of course, we have to understand, too,
we get the government we deserve.
Yeah, exactly. We get the government we deserve because we're of that inclination, a lot of us, and so that's the way it goes, you know. Well, I remember when the big deal was family values in politics. You never hear it. Once in a while it pops up, but you never really hear it anymore because they know they'll be laughed at.
And in some cases, some that stand on a family value platform, when push comes to shove and things get financially inconvenient, and they're, you know, who knows, maybe it's a marriage penalty, I don't know, have a tendency to do those things which aren't necessarily appropriate. So, hey, good call. I need to close up. Thank you for your comments. Well, that is interesting. And I tell you what, you know, folks, if you didn't like what I said and you'd like to talk about it more, I have a toll-free number, 888-850-1872. You can call me after show hours. Can I tell you, we will reap what we sow. It's going to come back and get us. It's everything. If we will reap to the Spirit, we're going to reap everlasting life. Sow the flesh, we're going to reap destruction. I want to point you to, if you want a good reference, don't listen to me, listen to Jesus. If you think you're educated and you've got it all figured out and you don't know what Jesus said, shame on you. Quit faking it. Become educated. Become a scholar. Know at least what Jesus said by reading it from the accounts of his statements. One thing he said is, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. We're surrounded by thieves who are really stealing us away into this reprobate mindset. Jesus said that he came that you might have life, and you may have it more abundantly. That's not only eternally, folks. It's here on earth. It's going to affect our posterity. It's going to affect our neighbors. It's going to affect our society. So I encourage you, read the Bible. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. I'm David Allen Carmichael. And, of course, anytime you would like to call, 888-850-1872, I'm available for you and for your feedback. And will certainly, as much as I can, be gracious to you. So give me a call, 888-850-1872. Thank you for listening to our show. Stay tuned to Frank Talk 104.3 FM for Liberty Works Radio Network.